Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Welcome to you and all of your parts. So here we are at the end of another year. And I thought I would ask, how is your system feeling about that? This is a time when a lot of people like to stop and take stock of the year that's gone or leaving on this way out. And also they see the new year with all sorts of possibility. So I'm going to ask you to stop right now and check in with your system. How do they feel about the calendar ticking over to 2024? Whatever you hear when you check in, let it be okay. Let it be okay. Remember, acknowledge, accept, and appreciate. Let those parts feel however they feel. And don't be surprised if you have some parts that are excited for the new year and the new possibility, and other parts are like, same old, same day, different drama. Just notice what's happening in your system. So over the years, there's some things I've done to kind of ring in the new year, and I'd invite you to check with your system if you don't already have something that you do and see if any of these resonate with you. I often choose a word of the year. In 2023, I chose just be. As I am recording this, the word popped into my head, acceptance for 2024. And I think that's true. I have been looking at the content that I want to share with you for 2024, and acceptance is huge. And acceptance is huge in my life currently for reasons, if you recall, from a couple of weeks ago. So I'm thinking I'm going to use 2024. My word of the year will be acceptance. So check and see how your system feels about choosing a word of the year. Something else I've done is I've made a list of things that I'd like to stop doing that I did in 2023 that I don't want to do in 2024 anymore, as well as a list of what would I like to expand upon or try or do more of, continue doing as an example, or, I would like to try XYZ in 2024. You also might consider making a list of what you were grateful for that happened in 2023. What was great? What happened that you were so happy happened? So happy happened. I have a part that has something to say about that, but okay, I'm going to let it go. And similarly, let's not just, you know, whitewash it. What were the major challenges you faced? Because you faced them and you are still here. So to help you, if you like those ideas, to help you jumpstart your kind of perusal of what 2023 was like and what you'd like 2024 to be like, I am going to make my year-end parts journal available to you. If you receive my newsletter, there's a click in the newsletter where that you can get it. Otherwise, hopefully I'll be able to get this into the descriptions. If not, you can always email me and I'll send you a copy. So laura@lauralively.com. But it's an 18-page editable, is that a word? And not edible, like we're going to eat it. Editable PDF, where so you can fill it in online and keep a copy of it, or you can print it out and, you know, handwrite it. But I'm just going to invite you to, you know, take a moment, check with your system, see how it feels about clicking over from 2023 to 2024. So you'll hopefully find the link below. If not, if you have any trouble with that, or I'm not able to get you a link, then email me, laura@lauralively.com. As this last video of the year comes to a close, I wish you, your internal family system, and your external family and friends much love and peace. Until next time, well, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, Love to you and all of your parts.